In this episode, I'll show you how to build a $1 million dividend stock portfolio starting with only $500. And I'll show you how that portfolio could generate, over time, more than $31,000 a year in passive income for you. Hi, my name is Kanwal Sarai, and welcome to the Simply Investing Dividend Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to cover the following four topics. Topic number one, I'm going to show you how to start small. You don't need a lot of money to get started with investing. In topic number two, I will cover the three keys to successful investing. Topic number three, I'm going to show you how this all works. And then topic number four, we will look at how to reach $1 million in portfolio size. So let's get started with our first topic in today's episode, starting small. And the lesson here is that you don't need thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars to get started with investing. You can start with as little as $50 or even $100 when it comes to investing in dividend stocks. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to show you how starting with just $10 a day could eventually earn you over $31,000 a year in passive income. So let's get started with topic number two. What are the three keys to successful investing? So number one is time. And of course, the more time you have to invest, the better off you will be, because then you have time to take those dividends and reinvest those into other stocks that are paying dividends. So the more time that you have to compound that dividend growth, the faster your portfolio is going to grow. So when I'm talking about time, we are talking about 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years or more. So the younger that you can start with dividend investing, the better off you will be. The next is money. So of course, the more money you have to invest, the more stocks or shares you could buy in dividend stocks, and the more money you will receive in dividends. And then you can take that money, reinvest it into other dividend stocks, and of course, make more money. So the benefit here is if you have a lot of time and you have more money, you will achieve that $1 million portfolio much, much faster. And the third piece to successful investing is knowledge. And what I mean by that is having knowledge in knowing how to invest and what to invest in, right? For example, you wouldn't get into a car and start driving it without having any driver education. You wouldn't fly a plane without having any type of training. Now, the benefit here is that investing is a lot less complicated than learning how to fly a plane or even learning how to drive a car. And so I'm going to show you how simple that really is. So again, the three keys to successful investing: time, money, and knowledge. So I'm going to cover the knowledge piece on how to invest, what to invest in this episode. And so let's get started with our next topic in this episode, which is how does this all work? And so this goes back to starting with basic investing knowledge. So the first thing is, what is the stock market? And a lot of times when you think of the stock market, you think of this, and you can see it on the screen. There's a lot of people in front of computers. They're on the phone. They're looking at stock prices, charts and graphs, and a whole bunch of numbers on their screen. And the thing to know here is that the stock market is a place where stocks are bought and sold. Now, the benefit of modern technology is that we don't need to go to the stock market to trade stocks. We can do it from the comfort of our own homes. And it's as simple as paying a bill online. So if you do your banking online and you pay your bills online, buying stocks or dividend stocks is going to be just as simple. The next thing to know is, what is a stock or a share? And basically, A stock or a share represents ownership in a company. So for example, Coca-Cola, they have billions of shares outstanding. If you were to buy all of the shares, you would own the entire company. But if you were to buy just 5 shares or even 10 shares, you are still considered part owner of the company. And as part owner of the company, you're entitled to share in the profits of that company. And that leads us to our next question. What is a dividend? So a dividend is essentially the company sharing its profits with you, the shareholder. So in this example, let's say a company is paying a dividend of $1 per share and you own 1,000 shares. You will receive $1,000 every year for as long as you own those shares and as long as the company continues to pay the dividend of $1 per share. Now you can spend the dividends if you want or you can reinvest them. The dividends are deposited as cash into your trading account automatically. Now, the other thing to remember is you will receive these dividends regardless of what happens to the stock price, regardless of what happens in the stock market. As long as the company is paying the dividend and as long as you own those shares, you will receive that dividend. And we're going to see in just a few minutes what happens when stock prices do drop or tank. We'll see what happens to the dividend itself. Now, the important thing to note here is that the dividend is tangible. It must be paid from cash. So the companies can't fake the dividend. They either pay the dividend or they don't, right? So let's take a look at an example of a company called ADP. It's an American company founded in 1949, headquartered in New Jersey, and they have 60,000 employees. So if we look at the 45-year history of ADP, you can see that the stock price is shown in blue or purple. And you can see that the stock price goes up and down all the time. And in some cases, we can see the stock price drop by more than $5 a share, $15 a share, even $20 a share. And those are significant drops in the stock price. But take a look at the orange line. The orange line represents the dividends. And you can see over the last 45 years, the dividend has gone up every single year. You never see that line going down. And you can see it on the screen here. The dividend line continues to go up. So how can a company like this continue to pay you a dividend and even increase the dividend when its own stock price tanks? And the reason for that is that the dividends are not paid from the stock price. The dividends are paid from the earnings per share. So as long as the company has a long-term track record of growing their earnings, then the company will be able to pay the dividend to the shareholders. So now we're going to look at the same company again up on the screen, ADP. Again, the blue line represents the stock price, but this time, the orange line represents the earnings per share. And again, we're looking at the 45-year history, and you can see there are a couple of times where the earnings drop, but then they come back up again. And the overall trend over the last 45 years is that the earnings are growing. So you can see the orange line is growing and it's moving up. And so that is a positive sign for dividend investors like us. And it's a good sign, and that tells us that over the long term, if the company continues to be profitable, they will continue to not only pay a dividend, but also increase the dividend as well. So the dividend is basically the return on your investment while you hold on to your shares. Because without the dividend, you're only hoping for the stock price to keep going up. And you're only hoping that when you need the money sometime in the future, that the stock price is going to be much higher than it is today. But hope is not going to cover your living expenses. Dividends can do that. So let's take a look at how to calculate the return on your investment while you hold on to those shares. And so that is represented by the dividend yield. Really simple. It's the annual dividend divided by the stock price. So in this example, if the company is paying a dividend of $1 per share, and the stock price today happens to be $20 a share, if we take 1 divided by 20, we want to express that as a percentage, you can see that it's 5%. And that is your dividend yield. That represents a 5% return every single year on your investment while you hold on to those shares. Now, what happens if the stock price goes up and down? Doesn't matter. The dividend yield, your dividend yield, is based on your stock purchase price. And so that doesn't change after you've bought those shares. So in this example, if you bought the shares at $20 a piece, then that is your purchase price and the company is paying a dividend of $1. Well, then your dividend yield, the return on your investment, is going to be 5% a year. Now, this gets even better because we now want to factor in the dividend increases. Now, every time the company increases the dividend, that's more money in your pocket. Now, remember, you haven't bought more shares. You still own the same number of shares, but the company is now paying you a much higher dividend than it was in the year before. So that is more income into your pocket. And this is truly passive income. You don't have to work extra hours. You don't have to work extra hard to generate that increase in income. As the company increases the dividend, that will be more money in your pocket automatically. And it truly is passive income. So now let's take a look at, again, the same chart we looked at before with ADP. You can see the orange line over the last 45 years is showing us that the dividend has gone up year after year after year. Another example, Johnson & Johnson, same thing. We're here, we're looking at a 50-year history. We can see that the dividend has gone up every year, even though the stock price goes up and down, up and down. And we can see over the years, significant decreases in the stock price, but yet the dividend keeps going up. So again, without the dividend, you're only hoping for the stock price to go up. And when stock prices tank, that's going to be bad news for your portfolio. But with dividends, we have a consistent stream of dividend income coming in. Okay, one more example here. We're going to look at Pepsi. Same thing. The dividend keeps going up. And this is the last 50-year history up on the screen right now. If we look at, we've got 6 examples of companies here. What's important to note is the consecutive years of dividend increases. So ADP has had 48 years, Coca-Cola 62 years, Johnson & Johnson 62 years, Lowe's 60 years, Pepsi 51 years, and then Stanley Black & Decker 55 years of consecutive dividend increases. Think about how many market crashes we've had in the last 50 years, how many market downturns we've had in the last 50 years, but yet companies like these have continued to not only pay a dividend, but to increase the dividend every single year. So what this gives us is confidence in the dividend income. Now, there's no guarantees. Companies can eliminate the dividend anytime they want. They can reduce the dividend anytime they want. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. I don't know what's going to happen in the stock market next week, next month, or next year. But when I look at companies like these, I have a high degree of confidence that these companies will at least pay me a dividend and hopefully increase the dividend over time as well. So one more example, and then we'll finish off this topic in this episode. A real life example is we're going to look at McDonald's. We're going to put all this together, the dividend coming in, the dividend increases, and adding time. So we're going to look at an investment over a period of time, and of course, adding money into the investment. So we're going to wrap all this into one, the 3 keys that we talked about to successful investing, and let's see what that looks like with a real life example. So McDonald's, keep in mind, has had 48 years of consecutive dividend increases. We're going to go far back as 1999. So you can see up on the screen here, back in 1999, McDonald's was paying a dividend of 19 cents per share. Now remember, that's an annual dividend. So you have to hold the shares for a year just to get that dividend of 19 cents per share. Fast forward to 2024, you can see that the dividend today is $6.68 per share. That is an incredible increase of 3,390% in the dividend alone. And remember what I said before, every time the company increases its dividend, that's more money in your pocket. So you can see here that a $10,000 investment in 1999 in McDonald's would today provide you with over $1,736 a year in dividends. And that is truly passive income. Like I said before, you could spend that money if you wish, or you could reinvest it. Even better, if we take a look at all of the dividends, if we add them up every year, starting in 1999 till 2024, you can see that again, a $10,000 investment in McDonald's would have provided you with over $18,559 in dividends alone. So the dividends have more than covered your initial capital investment. And any future dividends are just pure profit. And when you're in a position like this, you are not really concerned about the stock price. The stock price can go up by $5 tomorrow. It can go down by $5 tomorrow, or $8, or even $10 per share. And you would still be fine with this investment. Now, one thing I forgot to mention in the previous slide here, again, you can see $10,000 investment in 1999 would now give you over $1,736 a year in dividends. If you do the quick math, the dividend yield based on your purchase price is over 17%. So you are now earning, in this example, over 17% a year on $10,000 investment. So that is a really good rate of return. And we can see that the dividends have added up quite a bit over the years. And you can see the $10,000 investment back in 1999 today would be worth over $88,000. So that's what happens when we combine time and money and investing knowledge into all wrapped up into one. For more information about the McDonald's example, I encourage you to go back and watch episode 77. We have a lot more detail in there about this specific example. Now, imagine you had invested more money in this example. Imagine you had started investing even sooner than 1999. And imagine it wasn't just one stock, McDonald's. There was other stocks like it, maybe 10, 15, 20 other stocks like that. And so now you get to see how your portfolio would grow a lot quicker and how your dividend income would grow a lot quicker as well. So now let's move on to our last topic in today's episode, and that is reaching $1 million. So I'm going to give you three examples. In each example, we are going to reach $1 million, but there's three different ways to go about it. Actually, there's more than that, but we're just going to stick with three examples. Now, in this example, I'm going to use the Simply Investing Future Value Google Sheet. This is what I use to estimate the future value of my investments. I'm going to put a link down below in the description. It's free. You don't even have to give me your email address. You can just click on it. You can download a copy for yourself. And it is the Future Value Google Sheet. You can fill it out with your own data, with your own numbers, and it'll give you a good estimation of where your portfolio is going to be in the future and how much dividend income you could potentially earn. There's also going to be two assumptions in the three examples. Okay, we're going to use the same assumptions. So number one, we're going to assume an annual dividend yield of 3.5%. Okay, I know there's stocks out there that have a dividend yield today of 2% or 1%, and there's stocks out there that have a dividend yield of 4% or 5%. So as an average, I'm going to take 3.5%. And the second assumption is that the annual stock price and dividend growth is going to be 8% 0.5%. Now, if you read any number of financial books and investment books, they'll tell you that over the lifetime of the stock market in the US, we've seen returns of anywhere from 8 to 11 to 12% a year, right? Over the long term, we're talking 40, 50, 60 years. So in this example, I'm going to make an assumption of 8.5%. Now, of course, if the market grows even quicker, that's going to change the numbers, but it's going to change them for the better. The portfolio size and the dividend income will be higher. And of course, the annual dividend, if we go higher than 3.5%, again, the numbers will be higher. Again, I recommend you download the Google Sheet, put in your own values in there to see what your future value of your portfolio looks like. So let's get started with example number one. So we're going to start really small with an initial investment of $500. So this is somebody who's just starting to invest. This is their probably their first investment. They can start with $500 and then with an additional contribution of $10 a day. Okay, that's an average of $10 a day. So let's see what that looks like. Okay, there's a lot of numbers on the screen here. This is a screenshot that I've taken of our Google Sheet. So all I did is at the top, I put the starting balance of $500. That's how much money we're starting to invest with. You can see the additional investment per year is $3,650, which is $10 a day. And then, of course, our two assumptions, the dividend yield and the price growth, is set to 3.5% and 8.5%. Okay, so let's just focus at the bottom here. You can see that at the 30-year mark, this portfolio size will exceed $1 million. And also at the 30-year mark, this portfolio would be generating over $31,000 a year in dividend income. So that's not bad, but it is 30 years. So we talked about time, and the younger you start, the better off you will be. So let's take a look at example number two. We're going to keep the initial investment the same, $500. The additional contribution, we're going to increase it a little bit. So instead of $10 a day, we're going to increase it to $15 a day. So let's see what happens when we put those numbers into our Google Sheet. Now you can see that you will actually hit the 1 million mark in 27 years. So 3 years sooner, your portfolio will exceed $1 million. At the 30-year mark, you can see that the portfolio is almost $1.5 million. And the annual dividend income at the 30-year mark is over $46,000 a year. So that's a lot higher than $31,000 a year. So quite a good improvement over example number one. And our final example, example number three. Now, this is going to be for somebody who's been working for a number of years, who is a working professional, who has been contributing to their 401k, or if you're in Canada, the RRSP or a TFSA, and also collecting employer contributions as well. And so this is somebody who's already amassed a investment portfolio of, let's say, $50,000. Now, again, this is going to be completely different for every one of you. Some of you might be at $100,000. Some of you might be at $400,000. Some of you might be at $8,000. So again, that's why the Google Sheet, I recommend you download it, put your own numbers in and see where you're at. But in this example three, we're going to stick with $50,000 as an initial investment. And of course, this is a working professional. They're able to contribute more to their investments. So we are going to increase the contribution to $20 a day. So now let's put all those numbers in and let's see what it looks like. So now you can see that they're hitting the 1 million mark at year 20. So 10 years sooner, the portfolio will exceed $1 million. And we can see at the 30-year mark, the annual dividend income is going to be over $108,000 a year. And that is passive dividend income. And we're not going to get into it now. that's a separate, that's a topic for a separate episode. But there are advantages in the US and in Canada in earning Canadian dividends if you're in Canada, or US dividends if you're in the US. Even outside of your 401k, outside of your RRSP or TFSA, the dividends will be the least taxed when compared to interest, income, or capital gains. But anyways, that's a topic for another episode. So let's stick with example number three here. At the 30-year mark, this portfolio would be worth almost $3.5 million, and the annual dividend income would exceed $108,000 a year. So if we put all of this side by side, if we look at example one and two side by side up on the screen here, you can see the initial investment was the same, $500. Additional contribution, for example one, we did $10 a day. Example two, we did $15 a day. You can see the difference in the annual income. And you can see in example one, it took 30 years to get to $1 million portfolio. In example two, it took 27 years to get to $1 million portfolio. And in example three, it took 20 years to get to $1 million portfolio. And you can see that the annual dividend income for each of the examples, huge difference, right? In example one, you're making, at the 30-year mark, you're making over $31,000 a year in dividends. Example two, you're making over $46,000 a year in dividends. And example three, you're making over $108,000 in dividends. So you can see that there's more than one way to reach $1 million portfolio. What's going to help you is the more time you have to invest, the better off you're going to be. The more money you have to invest, the sooner you're going to reach the $1 million. And the investing knowledge. So you know what to invest in, how to invest in dividend stocks. So how do we get that investing knowledge? Well, our approach is to invest in quality dividend paying stocks when they are priced low, when they're undervalued, right? That's how we're going to get closer to our goal of $1 million portfolio and beyond that. So we are going to look at investing in not just any stock, it's got to be a quality stock, not just at any price, it's got to be priced low. So when you're looking at any stock anywhere in the world, how do you know if it's a quality stock and how do you know if it's priced low? Well, for that, I've created what I call the 12 rules of simply investing. This becomes your checklist. You can see the 12 rules up on the screen. You want to make sure that before you invest in any company, that it passes all of the 12 rules. If a company fails even one rule, skip it, move on to something else. So rule number one says, do you understand how a company is making money? If you don't, skip it, move on to something else. Rule number two, 20 years from now, will people still need its product and services? Rule number three, does the company have a low-cost competitive advantage? Rule number four, is the company recession-proof? Rule number five, is the company profitable? Rule number six, does the company grow its dividend? Rule number seven, can the company afford to pay the dividend? Rule number eight, is the debt less than 70%? Rule number nine, avoid any company with a recent dividend cut. Rule number 10, does the company buy back its own shares? Rule number 11, is the stock priced low? So we look for three things there. We look for the PE ratio, has to be low. The PB ratio, the price to book value, has to be low. And then we look at the current dividend yield and we compare it to the company's 20-year average dividend yield. If the current yield is higher than the 20-year average, then we know that the stock is priced low and it's undervalued. So if a company meets all three conditions, it passes rule number 11. And rule number 12, keep your emotions out of investing. So for those of you that are interested, I've created an online course. It's a Simply Investing course. It's built around 10 modules, and it's an online course. It's a video course, so you can do it at your own pace. Module one covers the investing basics. Module two covers the 12 rules of simply investing. Module three, you learn how to apply the 12 rules to any stock anywhere in the world. Module four, we show you how to use the Simply Investing platform. Module five, placing your first stock order. step by step. We're going to show you how to do that. Module 6, building and tracking your portfolio. Module 7, you're going to learn when to sell, which is just as important as to know when to buy a stock. Module 8, especially if you have mutual funds, index funds, and ETFs, we're going to talk about reducing your fees and reducing your risk, even when it comes to dividend stocks. Module 9, I'm going to give you your action plan to get started right away. And in module 10, I'm going to answer your most frequently asked questions. We also have the Simply Investing platform, which is an online web application. It tracks over 6,000 companies in the US and Canada every single day, and it applies the rules to those companies. So as soon as you log in, you can immediately see which companies to consider for investing because they pass the rules, and which ones to avoid because they fail either one or more of the rules that you see up on the screen there. So if you're interested, you may want to write this down. The coupon code is SAVE10, SAVE10. SAVE10 is going to save you 10% off of the course and the platform as well. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to hit the subscribe button. We have a new episode out every week. Hit the like button as well. It really helps us out. And for more information, take a look at our website, simplyinvesting.com. Thanks for watching.